Well, tough or not, you ain't getting by me, Master Ruggum, so you can go off into the corner and bally well grizzle about that. Now, that's my final word on the subject, what?
Permission to get by, ma'am, if and you please.
Mem looked up to see Skipper and Logalog standing there. The Otter Chieftain and the Gowsim leader were heavily armed. Skipper carried a sling and stone pouch, a newly tipped javelin, and a sword of Martin across his back. Logalog carried a sling and pouch alongside his shrew rapier, with a small bow and quiver of arrows in addition. Ruggum snatched up one of Turfy's corn stalks.
Boy bees are coming too, zers.
Logalog whipped out his rapier and pointed at the stairs leading down to Cavern Hole. He yelled urgently.
A big rat with a bag of strawberries just ran down there. We can't have that, can we? Get him!
Whooping and roaring, the Dibbons tore off in pursuit of the imaginary villain. Mem moved her chair and opened the door to allow them outside.
I say, old lad, that was pretty crafty, what? Don't suppose you'd like to stay indoors and entertain a flippin' herd of wild infants. Van and I could get a bit of shut-eye.
Skipper touched his rudder politely.
Sorry, ma'am. We got other business to attend.
Vernal watched the two warriors heading for the main gates.
Business to attend? Wonder where they're off to.
Skipper and Logalog made rapid progress into Mossflower. Unburdened by cloaks and wearing only short tunics, they conversed little, each keeping well-trained ears and eyes on their surroundings as they pressed on through the trees. There were no unusual sounds, just a steady drip of rainwater from leaf, bush and fern. Skipper nodded at an old aspen tree on the edge of a small clearing. It had been broken in half, pale sappy wood, showing white against its green background. Logalog noted it, pointing briefly at the sky, and making a quick moonlight circle with one paw. Both knew that the tree had been brought down by lightning in the previous night's storm. Reaching the point where they had been attacked by the crows, they halted. Now they spoke, keeping their voices very low and standing close together.
No crows today, Skip. Must have moved on to better shelter.
Oi, mate. I don't smell nothing odd. Like the abbot said Criculus was talking about in his sleep. Let's listen.
The otter and the shrew stood still, only their eyes moving as they honed in their keen senses to the woodlands. However, neither could feel anything amiss. Logalog spoke.
Best split up, Skip. You go this way, I'll go yonder. Give a cuckoo call if you find anything.
They went their separate ways like two silent smoke wraiths.